Not a bad day, I suppose, in the circumstances, as we sit here at the end of the day.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the weather's helped us a bit, but I think getting through this session while we did, we took quite a lot of confidence out of that. Just disappointed we didn't do that in the first day. You know, we tend to just start fairly slowly, and it does put us on the back foot. The positive side of the season so far, we have shown, you know, some character fighting back. But we got three good sessions tomorrow, and we at least come out of this game with a couple of points and a bit of pride as well.
I mean, today has really helped you in your quest to save this game, isn't it?
Yeah, massively. It was going to be tough to bat 2 days. I did say to the umpires that our chance of winning's now gone out of the window. The rain's really stuffed that up. We could have got 150 ahead and bowled him out with our spinners, but now it is just down to saving the game. And as I said, that is what's in front of us. But from my point of view and the team's point of view, I think that we had an opportunity to be in a better position in this game, and that's an area we've got to improve on. Yeah.
The session that we did have this morning, James Vince and Will Smith had to work really hard, didn't they?
Yeah, I think Vincey's game, and he's got a lot to play for, a lot of ambition going with a Test series ahead. And I think his game's improved. His defence has been really good throughout this whole summer, and that's just allowed him to be quite consistent. You know, I think we all know what shots he can play and how elegant he looks, and that can sometimes be his downfall. I think he is realising that, you know, runs are the most important thing, and scoring them consistently and having, you know, the defence that he has at the moment, I think will allow him to do that.
Yeah. We're seeing a totally different side of him this season. Is he matured now, do you think?
Yeah, I suppose so. I think, you know, it does take people time to work out their game. Probably being around the England side and seeing the very good players doing exactly that makes you realise that, you know, that is how you go about it. That is often what happens. Initially, you think that you have to be doing something special, but to be consistent, it's often doing the basic things well and for a long time. And I think that's probably what he's realising now. I do think he shouldn't lose that flair, but there's a time for it. You know, when he gets to 100 or we're in a position to win a game, I think, you know, he will never lose that, because it's something that he does very well in his one-day cricket. So, but I think if he can take this into the rest of his career, what he's doing now, he'll be a lot more consistent and score some big runs. Yeah.
And the one wicket we saw this morning, Michael Carberry caught behind, he didn't look totally happy, and I know that does happen, but as he said that he did touch it, didn't he?
No, he didn't. I mean, I was standing right, you know, behind, and I thought it come straight off his middle of his bat, really. But then looking closer, as we're lucky, we can look at a few things, and, you know, he said he missed it, and you can actually clearly see it at his back leg, and there's a big red mark there. So, the umpire gets one chance at it, and it looked pretty good. It was a beautiful delivery, and just unlucky for Carbs, really. He's just very disappointed, because he knows, you know, what's at stake in the game. Yeah.
And just finally, Sean Irvin had a scan, didn't he, on his finger last night. Is there any news on that?
Yeah, there's no breaks or anything. It's just pretty badly bruised in the joint, and that's what he's feeling, so he should be fine. Rhys Toppy's coming along well. And obviously Dawes has pulled up well after bowling quite a few overs. So we're starting to get our squad back together. Yeah.